This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Prices fall for the first time in 11 years, and a Manhattan DA is sitting on a decision by a jury as to whether or not he's going to indict the Don. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us. Really, what are people talking about? People are talking about the weather. People are talking about the former president. And people are always talking about, hey, did you see how much that house sold for? Or, wow, I can't believe what's happening with interest rates, or we can't afford to leave, we would love to leave, or we would love to live here, but the price is just way too high. Always lots of conversations about how you're living, even rent, what you're paying in rent. So much of that has boomeranged around in different directions because of the pandemic and then because of inflation and what we've seen. Let's start with Donald Trump, though, because of the speculation over this. I mean, this circus, it's constant, right? It's just a constant circus. So you know, the police in New York have been told, be ready to roll. I mean, all of you, be ready to roll because we don't know what's going to happen. There's been barricades that have been put up around the Manhattan DA, his office, that area, and Trump Tower and other parts of New York. Same thing in Washington. So there are different takes on kind of the leaks, because everybody's trying to handicap this as to what's going to happen. Supposedly Tuesday, the former president thought he was going to be arrested. That's what he was saying when he's out there stumping for votes. And that didn't happen. So prosecutors in the special counsel's office have presented preliminary evidence, they're saying, that the former president knowingly and deliberately misled his own attorneys about his retention of classified materials after leaving office. That's one thing. But that's a separate case, so we're not even talking about that. We're talking about a porn star and a check that was given to her to be quiet about messing around with the former president before he ran for president, and her name is Stormy Daniels, and the accusation is that money was used illegally because of campaign finance money. But is that going to all come out in that direction, or is the statute of limitations in effect, and is it not possible to prove that? But there's been this Herculean effort, let's put it that way. So Trump and his advisors are waiting for a potential indictment. If that happens, what would happen is he could voluntarily come up to New York, turn himself in, so to speak, be fingerprinted, do the mugshot thing, all of that. But if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. We don't know which direction this is going. Again, it's just about looking at what's being said. And Republicans who are gathering, at least some of them anyway, in Orlando for a big retreat, who are asked constantly what do they think about it, are saying it's out of bounds because it clearly is beyond the scope of what should be happening here with this DA, and that it doesn't make sense. And you can compare it to another situation with Hillary Clinton and money that was used during her campaign. But comparing to what happened to a Democrat and all of that is not helping in what is going to happen here. So he hasn't been formally notified about whether Alvin Bragg, who is the Manhattan District Attorney, is going to bring charges against him. But there is a chance that he doesn't choose to. I mean, there still is a real chance he doesn't choose to indict Donald Trump. Supposedly, there is going to be another witness that was going to appear before the grand jury when it convenes Wednesday at 2 p.m. in Manhattan. Who is the witness or witnesses? Don't know. You know, grand jury deliberations, have you ever been on one? My mother was on one, and I know other people that have been on a grand jury before. And, of course, there's secret proceedings, the votes, all of that. And an indictment typically remains under seal until an arraignment. So if an indictment is brought, then Trump's attorneys would be notified immediately. If indicted and notified, they would be able to begin negotiating the terms of a court appearance with the Manhattan District Attorney's office. So does it happen on Wednesday? If it does happen, it's not going to be until later in the day. If that does happen, the U.S. Secret Service, New York Police Department would figure out how the former president would surrender, because this hasn't happened before. And again, this all stems from a $130,000 hush money payment that the then Trump lawyer, Michael Cohen, made to Stormy Daniels in the weeks leading up to the 2016 presidential election in exchange for her silence about their encounter back in 2006. So it's the payments and how it was logged and all of that. The Federal Election Commission, you know, they tossed into the investigation in 2021. So I really, if I were to shake the magic eight ball, I know it would say, ask again later. Ask again later. Because we don't know which way this is going to go. I think there is a good chance that there might not be an indictment. If there is, wow, look out. Because I cannot imagine the reaction to that. I can't. There is a reason that police have been told to be ready. There is a reason why barricades have been put up. But right now, it's all quiet. Right now, it's all quiet. So you just have to stay tuned to see where in the heck this is all going. For the people in California, you can't stand still. It's too windy and rainy. 118 miles an hour recorded in a couple of places. Is a bomb cyclone that just slammed into San Francisco. So you got the hurricane force winds. What is that going to do? It's going to knock down power lines. It's going to shatter windows. So there were windows in downtown San Francisco that were shattered. It was so bad. You think of how heavy a big rig is, how many tons that is. It just flipped, overturned on the Bay Bridge to Oakland. Overturned. Flights had to be grounded at San Francisco International. There was even a train between Oakland and Sacramento that derailed because it had contact with a tree. So service was down right before the evening commute. This is how it's been off and on for the last couple of weeks, well, even beyond that. If you look at late December, the rains, the floods, the record snowfalls, and billions of dollars in damages and losses from collapsed roads, inundated homes logged by, you know, water and power outages, and not just in Northern California, but in Southern California as well. Odds and ends coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powder Yarko that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powder Yarko Super Tea at DrinkSuperTea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powder Yarko Super Tea is only available at DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
It means there's so much that we could talk about, and we could dive really deep on some of this stuff, but I'm going to hit the headers, in other words, give you some of the broad strokes, because it's interesting, and you might have missed it, and it might be something you say, eh, but we move on to the next thing quickly enough that you're not bored. Gwyneth Paltrow, do you care? The famous actress looking not like a famous actress, because normally she would be a little bit more done up, was in a Park City, Utah courthouse. She's accused in a lawsuit of crashing into a skier during a 2016 family ski vacation, leaving the skier with a concussion and broken ribs. So she was pretty somber looking in a beige turtleneck sweater. No goop makeup or any of that kind of stuff. And this 76-year-old retired optometrist, Terry Sanderson, sued Paltrow originally for over $3 million. Then it was dropped to $300,000. Sanderson's attorneys argued on Tuesday that the incident caused him physical injuries and emotional distress and were a result of negligence on the ski slopes. His friend and ski companion, Craig Ramone, testified that he was nearby at the time of the accident 7 years ago, and he saw Paltrow hit Sanderson, causing him to fall face down. What is she saying? She agrees that they collided 7 years ago, but her attorneys say that the accident was his fault, that he crashed into her. And members of her group checked on Sanderson, who said he was fine. And Sanderson says, I have no recollection of ever saying that. So she filed a counterclaim seeking attorney's fees and $1 in damages. She doesn't need any money. She alleges that Sanderson caused the collision, overstated his injuries from the incident, and is attempting to exploit her fame and wealth. I mean, you got to think about this. She's an Oscar-winning actress. She's been in a whole bunch of movies, Iron Man, Shakespeare in Love, whatever. Do we care? But, you know, here's the thing. Now she's saying this is why she was pulled into this. So the trial opened on Tuesday. You had the first day of arguments that went about 2 hours. The trial is scheduled for an 8-day period. So Paltrow's husband, her daughter, and her son are among witnesses expected to testify because they were on the ski trip. So you're going to hear from Apple. You're going to hear from Moses. That's her son. He's Moses. The daughter's Apple. And then her husband, who is no longer the lead singer of Coldplay, Chris Martin, it's Brad Falchuk. And that's who was on this ski trip. Can you imagine the conversation leading up to this? That's what I'm thinking about. What is the conversation here? And then the jurors, what are they thinking? I don't know. This is kind of one of those, the jury, did you do a good job in picking the jury? And then what are the arguments? Because it's he said, she said, really. There's somebody to back him up, then there's people to back her up. Can it even just get tossed out? It could. It could get tossed out. Yeah, definitely. All right, moving along to something else, because after all, it is odds and ends. This story blew my mind, people. Blew my mind. So this happens, I guess, way more than I had any clue about. There's whales, right? We have whales in the Atlantic, Pacific, all over the place. So there's this guy that was with his friends, Rick Rodriguez, and three friends. They were 13 days into a sail. They were crossing from the Galapagos to French Polynesia on his sailboat called Rain Dancer. It's 44-foot sailboat. And he knew what he was doing because he had sailed from the time he was a kid and was really into it and the whole thing. So he was an experienced sailor. So they're having a good time. They're eating, and it's in the afternoon, 1:30. Someone's cooking up a pizza and doing something else. And all of a sudden, they hear this bang. Like, you know, they're going along, clipping along. The winds are good. Bang. So it caused the back half of the boat to be lifted violently upward and to starboard. So it started sinking. It just started sinking. So very calmly, because I said he was experienced, he and his friends escaped onto a lifeboat and a dinghy. They spent 10 hours adrift, floating about 9 miles before a civilian ship plucked them from the Pacific Ocean in a pre-dawn kind of maneuver. So it was experience, which he had, technology, and some luck that contributed to kind of this speedy rescue of he and his friends. They said that, or Rodriguez, who was experienced, said, you know, there was never much fear that we were in danger. Everything was in control as much as it could be for a boat sinking. And he said he just blop, blop, blop. They watched it sink and then cut their line from the boat and floated on and just then were eventually rescued. They could see that there was a whale with a small dorsal fin 30 to 40 feet off the one side, and they thought maybe it was two whales that sunk them, but he had one of those VHF radios, and he set off the emergency position indicating radio beacon. So the distress signal was picked up by people in Peru. They alerted the U.S. Coast Guard in Alameda, California. They're in charge of U.S. any kind of U.S. vessels in the Pacific. So they went after them. And they calmly sat in their inflatable life raft and this dinghy, and that was it. And they just waited. I would be beyond scared out of my mind. I would hope I would be with someone like Rick Rodriguez. Because they never missed a beat. Ooh, the boat is sinking. Let's see. Okay, got a bag. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, let's jump into the dinghy. I mean, the panic that you would think you would go through watching the boat fly up and how quickly it sunk and then having to scramble and get off of it. But again, this guy knew what he was doing, so he did it. I mean, and he did it well. So good for him for knowing exactly what to do. All right, I said at the top that we're seeing these when it comes to homes. I mean, what's your biggest, scariest purchase in your life if you do it? I just had a friend who, for the first time, she's 50, she turned 50. She was like, didn't want to buy a house, wasn't saving for a house, forget that nonsense, she'd always tell me. And then she just finally got one in Michigan. But home prices, because it's the scariest purchase, right? It is, because how much is the mortgage, what's going on with jobs, the whole thing you go through. Home prices fell in February for the first time in 11 years. So U.S. sales of existing homes jumped 14.5% from a prior month, but down from a year earlier. So sales of previously owned homes, which make up most of the housing market, let's face it, rose to that number I just mentioned in February, but they were still down over 22% from a year earlier. All these numbers come from the National Association of Realtors. Sales had decreased for 12 consecutive months through January, right? The national median existing home price that went down from a year earlier to $363,000, the first year-over-year decline since February of 2012, rather. So the housing market, what does this mean? The housing market slowed down in the past year. It's one of the main ways that the Fed's aggressive interest rate increases were hitting the economy. Housing is one of the most rate-sensitive economic sectors, and high housing costs have been a contributor to inflation. I mean, let's face it. I mean, of course, now we also have the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank and the takeover of Credit Suisse. And all of that's adding to the instability. But I mean, you know, there you go. Those are the numbers. So spring is typically the most active season for home sales because the weather's warmer. Many families with kids want to move to a new home over the summer before the school year. A slow spring for home sales would weigh on revenues for home builders, mortgage lenders, and real estate brokers, and reduce purchases of course, there's always the ripple effect of furniture, appliances, renovation services, all of that. It always has, there's always a yin and a yang to everything. And then finally, why not just end on this quickly? A man had to swim to safety after being attacked by a shark off of Hawaii's Big Island. 60 years old, he was hanging out on Sunday when he was attacked by a shark. He was about 200 yards offshore, happened at 12:40, and he was able to swim to a catamaran. They helped him out of the water. They controlled his bleeding, and they got him to a hospital. His condition is unknown, but he had bites to his left hand and the back of his leg. Ooh, yikes. Stay with us.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The senior generals responsible for overseeing the deadly withdrawal from Afghanistan appearing before Congress Tuesday. Mark Milley is the former chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
On 14 August, the non-combatant evacuation operation decision was made by the Department of State. It is my assessment that decision came too late.
The testimony to the House Foreign Affairs Committee comes in the wake of a terrorist attack at the Kabul airport in 2021 that claimed the lives of 13 American service members. Negotiations for a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas are ongoing. Administration officials are actively pursuing an agreement to secure the release of hostages held by Hamas and to increase humanitarian aid flowing to Gaza. Peter Navarro, a former advisor to Donald Trump, has turned himself in. He will begin his four-month prison term at a Miami facility. Navarro found guilty of contempt of Congress last year. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave.
If we could sit around in a man cave, we could do a whole show on free agency, which the door just kicked open in the NFL on that. But, of course, we have just a small little window of time. So I'm going to give you a couple of quick highlights. And in our future man caves, of course, I'll keep going through all of this. All right, winners, some of the winners, I think, from day one of free agency, a couple of things. The Colts, they got a deal for a kicker that I think is going to work for them, which they desperately need. And also, and I'll talk about that in a second, but also the Broncos. There's a lot of conversation about Sean Payton and what he's going to be able to do after his years with the Saints and then being in the broadcast booth, so to speak, being on the set. And what now? So sluggish offense. Russell Wilson, we don't know. Big question mark. Terrible debut with the Broncos. Needs some help. 49ers right tackle Mike McGlinchey gets a 5-year, $87 million deal. Smart move. Ravens left guard Ben Powers now also with the Broncos. 4 years, $52 million. Jags tight end Chris Manhertz, 2 years, $6 million. Great move because he's also a big blocking specialist, and that's what they need. That gives serious help that I think the Broncos needed. And then if Wilson has problems, you got to have somebody that you think you can put in, plug in, and that's Jarrett Stidham. That's what Sean Payton thinks anyway, and pretty relatively cheap. 2 years, $10 million. So that's the backup plan under center. Very, very smart move, I think. You cannot rely on what's going to happen with Wilson. You don't know. Now that he's getting a little more help, I think that's the good news, but, you know, we'll see what happens. All right, a foot is just a foot until you really need it. Kickers are so important, as we saw in the NFL. That was never lost on me when I covered the NFL day to day, flew with the Cowboys. I watched the Cowboys go through kickers, and I had some great kickers, and how much of a difference it made. And then also the same thing with the Giants and many of the other teams I covered. So, Matt Gay, the Colts
have their answer. Perhaps they agreed to terms on a big, big contract with the former Rams kicker. It's a 4-year deal worth $22.5 million. So that's the largest contract any kicker has ever been given in free agency. So you think about that. That's an average of over $5 million a year. So that makes him the second highest paid kicker. He would trail Justin Tucker, who just signed a 4-year extension with the Ravens. He's over $6 million a year. So good for them for making that move. I think it's smart. All eyes are on Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. There's just so many dang rumors out there. I have tons of friends who cover the NFL on a daily basis, and it is still a looming question mark, because now supposedly one of the things, and this is, I understand, a big rumor, but it is, in my opinion, from the people I trust and talk to who cover sports in New York, this is a true deal. Of course, he's going to ask for, what does he want? What does he want around him? And apparently he's consulted on who he wants around him, and he wants Odell Beckham Jr. to be there. He also would like three other players from the Packers to be signed by the Jets. And Randall Cobb is one of them. He loves Randall Cobb. Alan Lazard, and also Lewis is another one, the tight end Lewis. So we'll see. They all caught passes from Rodgers in 2022, and they've done it for years. Beckham is a big name still available out there on the free agent market. And, you know, the former Giants star missed all of last season because he had an ACL tear, but he's definitely gotten interest from a lot of teams. I say a lot, a handful of teams. And maybe it's going to be the Jets. Wouldn't that be interesting? Jets fans are just burning up the phone lines, by the way, in New York, talking about all of this because they're incredibly excited about some of the possibilities. I don't understand the Lamar Jackson deal. What is happening here? He is disputing the report that he turned down $200 million in a guarantee from the Ravens. He doesn't have a signed contract. He doesn't know where he's going to play in 2023. I mean, obviously, it's still unknown. He got a non-exclusive franchise tag from the Baltimore Ravens after they failed to reach a long-term deal. The non-exclusive franchise tag, if you don't know, means that he's allowed to negotiate with other teams. Jackson tweeted a report from ESPN's inside man Adam Schefter that he turned down a $200 million guaranteed deal in September, and he's disputing that. He's saying that no, that's not true. In fact, it was from Baltimore Beatdown. The Baltimore Beatdown, and the GIF he used shows someone pursing their lips and raising their eyebrows if the message wasn't kind of clear enough. So a lot of people are talking about that. He even had like a funny emoji at one point. He said, "I need an agent." And so the 26-year-old is definitely fighting back, so to speak, through social media, and disputing some of what's being said there for sure. Like I said, we could fill up so much time talking about free agency, and we've just scratched the surface there for sure. But I want to make sure we talk a little bit about March Madness, because, you know, now we have the four playing in, and we're off to the races, so to speak. And it's such a bit, the 16th especially is such a big day. People are frantically filling out brackets. It's really fun when you look at March Madness and what can happen in March Madness. It's upon us. So it's about, you know, trying to figure out the grade of what could possibly happen. And the thing that's so interesting is we don't know. You know, there's always some surprises along the way. And when I say there's some surprises along the way, that means it's not always clear as to, okay, here's the favorites, but it doesn't mean, when we look at the tournament, it doesn't mean that we're not going to see some of those Cinderella stories, which of course are the best. And I think that's what people are looking for when you're filling out these paper brackets that you're getting wherever it is that you work. And I know you're listening to me, and you might know not anything about college hoops. It doesn't matter. It's just like a guessing game. So we've seen a lot of 12 over 5 upsets in 6 of the last 10 NCAA tournaments. And there's nothing better than that, right? But how often do you pick those upsets? I mean, there's just all kinds of stats on it. I could steep you in stats here, but we're not gonna do that. How about the Florida Atlantic Owls? Their first round opponent, not easy. Memphis Tigers, but it's a deep team. I've read a lot about these Owls, and they just whipped through Conference USA. They won the title game with a 22-point drubbing of UAB. It's a really, really good team. However, they're also going up against a really, really good team. The Tigers love to run and gun, baby. They do. So what's going to happen in the transition? Here's the thing that has to happen to me, and you could say this with any team. Based on what I've looked at in this matchup, what the Owls, of course, want, they've got a great offense, and at least in Conference USA, and they have the number one offense and number two defense. So they shoot the ball well, and they're good around the boards. What they're going to have to do is not commit a lot of turnovers, and they're going to have to force the ball. They're going to have to force those turnovers. And like I said, you could say that about any team, and to me, that's what they have to do. All right, I'm kind of curious about the Boise State Broncos. There's been a lot of noise about them, but they're going up against Northwestern. So, you know, Northwestern has its strengths, right? And you think of the turnovers they force, and I looked at how many during the season, and they were incredible. I mean, they when they had a couple of wing and a prayer games, I call them, that's where they really came through. So some people are saying it could be the Broncos upsetting the Wildcats, but they have to have reliable scorers. They have to do that because the strength of Northwestern is, again, pushing the turnovers, but Boise State is pretty good with handling the ball. They have a great point guard in Marcus Shaver Jr. However, I'm going to go with Northwestern strengths, and even though a lot of people are picking them to Boise State to pull off the upset, I'm going to say I don't think so. Here's another conversation line for some is the Providence Friars, and their first round opponent is the Kentucky Wildcats. The Wildcats have had a really interesting season. Not as strong as the season as the fans would like, that's for sure. But when I look at Bryce Hopkins, you know, he barely played last season at Kentucky. Then he transferred to Providence. It's almost Providence that he's playing in this game. And he's so rugged. He's so tall. He's so good at the free throw line. He's going to be a handful, right? Kentucky, though, is great around the boards, especially offensive rebounding. They have a lot of putbacks, almost 8 points off putbacks, and they rank seventh in Division I this season. I'm going to say this could be the Friars are going to be ready. This could be an upset, and the Kentucky Wildcat fans will go wild if that happens. I could go through a whole bunch of others that I looked at, but I'm going to stick with quickly this last one. And there are some people that are saying the Colgate Raiders. Who? they could beat the Texas Longhorns. And I'm going to say that I don't think so. I think that Texas is going to be too tough. They're going to be too tough around the board. I'm going to say that, you know, Texas is fresh off the Big 12 tournament title. The Longhorns are going to have to come up with some good defense, and they've been known to do that when they've certainly had some big winning games during the season. And though some people are picking the Raiders to beat the Longhorns, I'm going to say the Longhorns roll through on this one. All right, the man cave, have to close the door. We're out of time. Good luck with your bracket.
You're unbelievable.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
This time around on Author's Corner here in America Tonight, we're taking you to a town just south of Adelaide for a conversation with an author named Frauke Matthews. And the book is called How to Use a Glue Stick and Other Clues to Parenting. Frauke, thanks for hopping on with us.
Thank you for having me.
So why did you write the book? What motivated you?
Questions from parents motivated me, and the ease that I had with the children, and I realized it was very much the approach to each child, that it sometimes worked and sometimes didn't work. And when you are a parent, you not necessarily stop and think what you might have done differently. You just have to get on with life. And so I eventually gathered up what the questions were, and organized the books around those 10 topics that came up each and every time with new parents, but also with grandparents.
When you look at the 10 topics, and you don't tell us all of them, because of course we want people to get the book, which they can get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, but tell us what you think are a couple of the important topics of the 10.
A couple of the important topics. I can say perhaps with explaining the title of the book, How to Hold a Glue Stick. This is based on an observation with a parent who was sitting at the table. This was a playgroup, so I was working with a parent and a two-year-old, and the mother had given her child a glue stick to paste on little bits of colored paper onto a bigger piece of paper. And the child held it like a step in a stepping grip. And every time she said, don't press too hard, the child would stop and look at her. And she would say, don't press too hard, don't press too hard. And I watched it. And after about a third or fourth time, I said, it's not working, is it? And she said, no, she's just so stubborn and headstrong. And I said, no, she isn't. She is trying very hard to understand what you mean. And then I asked the child, I asked the parent to watch me. And I got down on eye level with the child, put out my hand, touched her hand with the glue stick, and touched my hand. And I said, put the glue stick in my hand. And the child did just that. And then I proceeded to show how you would press hard and how you would press gently. And what I wanted the child to do, I said last, because that is what a 2-year-old will remember. And I showed her how I held the glue stick, and then I gave it back to her. And I said, can you press gently? And she did just that. So the mother thought I had a magic touch, and I said, no, it isn't a magic touch. It is watching what the child is doing, understanding what she is trying to do, and that she's trying to understand what you mean. But what does press hard mean? What does press mean, let alone press hard? So you have to realize that she didn't get it. She's trying to get it, and all you need to do is actually demonstrate with as few words as possible, and then let her get on with it. And it worked.
Which makes sense, because it's a communications thing and communicating in their language at that age. When you wrote this book, was it the lessons that you learned from everything that you saw in teaching, from interactions with kids, was it a joy for you to put this together, or a little bit challenging?
No, it was a joy, because I got so much pleasure out of working with the children. You never quite know what is coming next, and you never quite know how a child will respond, because each child is just so unique. Even if I had siblings, two or three from the same family, coming for 3 years, each and every one of them, they were all different. And unexpected. You can't predict how they will respond, and it's only experience then that might help you in predicting what a child may do. But lo and behold, there is always one who is, again, doing things entirely differently, and that is the pleasure. And I felt that I was at the same time relaxed and at the same time alert working with kids.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Unnerved and also a joy to work with kids.
Yeah, because if you are anxious, a child will pick up on it. If you tell a lie, they will pick up on it. If you say, oh, darling, this painting is so beautiful, a child will quickly glance up at you and say, actually, I don't know what they think, but you, by the way they look quickly at you, I haven't done it to them, by the way, but by the way the child looks up at the adult, you will see that they are not sure about what's going on and how to take it. So you've got to be honest. And if you don't know, you don't know. And if you can't do it, you can't do it. And sometimes you can say to yourself, well, I don't know how to do this for you.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It makes sense. So again, the book is called How to Use a Glue Stick and Other Clues to Parenting. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
I hope parents will learn from the examples given that I hope that they will see what will work and what doesn't work. And definitely what doesn't work is yelling at the child. That will never work. Being impatient, that will not work either, until they have well-developed skills that you have patiently put in those first 3 to 3.5 years. I am not without sympathy for parents. I'm a parent myself, and in those early years, children change so quickly, and very often as an adult, as a parent, you are constantly behind the eight ball, just when you think, okay, I get it, this is how I need to do it, the child has moved into a different stage of development. Or they have picked up things and learned things that you didn't even know they had picked up and learned in the meantime. Because some children will watch a lot, and they will only carry it out in action when they know they can do it. But you can't tell what goes on in that child's head. And you don't know when they will do it, but suddenly they, for instance, children who talk, they don't talk for a long time, and suddenly they talk in whole sentences, and you think, what happened there? And then, of course, and that happened. I have had kids like that in my preschool, and I would say, what? When did you learn that? Did you do it when I was looking the other way? And then they just smile at me and giggle, or... You know, you have to have a bit of a sense of humor as well with kids, otherwise it's not going to work.
Yeah, and boy, your background is so interesting because you've worked, you've taught overseas, you've applied these principles with adults and beginners and learning English and whatnot, and it works across the board, doesn't it?
It does, because the adults I worked with in Spain who were the beginners, and they gave me the beginners classes because I was patient and I didn't get annoyed when they didn't get it. If I just talk to them without explaining anything or without showing or demonstrating anything, their facial expression was exactly the same as a little child that looks at you and doesn't get it. They are trying hard to figure out what you are on about, but they don't get it. And facial expression of these adults was exactly the same. And the minute I either, if I couldn't demonstrate it, I just gave the translation in Spanish, then you had that, that kind of look in the eyes. Just like a little child that when you demonstrate what you mean, they suddenly look at you and they get it. For instance, and this is a few further steps in the development of a child, when they learn to recognize letters or three-letter phonetic words, they already know the letters, and now you put them together into a meaningful word, and you sound it out. You sound each letter out slowly, and then you put it together so it sounds like a word. And they look at you, and they look at you, and suddenly there is that light in the eyes. Oh, cat, yes, I know what a cat is. And there is that sense of wonder that a cat can be represented by these three squiggles. And that is just delightful. And then there is no stopping them.
Wow. And what a perfect place to end this on that high note. And we'll say this again. You can get the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. And this is great for grandparents, parents of any sort, gifts to all of those kinds of people. Frauke Matthews, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Kate. It was lovely being here, and have a great day.
You too.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've been interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.